IBM Podcast.
Welcome to our podcast series on application acceleration. My name is Dave Hartman. I'm a marketing manager at IBM, and I'm here with Bill Higgins, a senior technical staff member at IBM. And we're here today to have a discussion around DevOps. Today's business and technical needs are pushing traditional delivery approaches to the breaking point as organizations seek to deliver an increasing number of innovative applications. Bill, can you describe the challenges for both development and the operations team to do this?
Sure. So if you think about the way technology evolves in a company, typically the way it works is that the company looks at the marketplace needs, and then they'll create a set of requirements in a line of business, and then work with the development and test teams to turn that into running code. And then finally, they transition the running code into the production environment and deploy it. So at different points along this continuum, you have handoffs from one organization to another. For instance, from a line of business with a set of requirements to a development organization who's creating the code, or between the development test organization into the operations organization. And it's during these handoffs that we oftentimes see the process break down, because there are cultural differences. You have to do a translation from, say, a requirement to code, or from source code to production level code. And this breakdown was never fun, but it was tolerable in the past because the pace of change wasn't so great that the flaws in the process really caused problems. But what we've seen in the last couple of years is, with the rise of the internet, with the rise of mobile applications, the pace of change has just sped up incredibly. So a lot of enterprises that have been around for 10, 30 years, they've got siloed organizations and processes, and they simply can't move fast enough. And so with the transition from the line of business to the development and test team, about 10 years ago, the agile techniques and some of the methodologies like Scrum and extreme programming came along, and it helped us deal with that transition from the requirements to the dev and test. But in recent years, what's really become the problem is that transition from dev and test to operations. And so one thing that's happened in the industry is that the internet giants and sort of the born on the web companies have come up with a set of techniques and a set of processes that have been lumped under this term DevOps. And so what we've been doing at IBM is looking at how these web companies work and thinking about how we can bring some of these good ideas about how to more rapidly transition code from dev teams to operations organizations and bring that to our enterprise customers, who typically work under a very different set of constraints than a web startup would. They might have many different lines of businesses. They might have siloed organizations, processes that weren't built with these sorts of transitions in mind. So what we're trying to do is thinking about how to bring these good ideas in an incremental way to our enterprise customers.
So would you say that DevOps helps remove silos of skill between development and operations, helps them to avoid the kind of here, let's throw it over the wall approach and be more integrated?
Yeah, I think that's the key thing, the fact that oftentimes one of the anti-patterns we see is that the development team will work on an application in a very agile way with the line of business. And then at some point they say, okay, it's pretty good. Your operations team, go do with it whatever you do with it. And at that point, the process breaks down, because the operations team might, for instance, say, we're going to run our own battery of tests, and now we're going to take another 3 months to run through it in our set of environments to make sure that we're okay with it before we'll actually deploy it to production. So we've got agile in development, but then sort of a waterfall as we move it to production. And then if you look at a lot of these web startups or internet giants, they actually have a much more integrated development organization, operations organization. In some cases, it's actually, you know, a developer will actually have operational responsibilities. But in other cases, it's just a really tight working relationship between the developers and operational folks, so that they're really one team rather than two siloed organizations.
Okay, it makes sense how startups who perhaps deliver, say, a single function or single capability on a small website, a self-contained website, might use this. But how does this DevOps concept apply to, say, larger enterprises that maybe have a lot of different existing applications and services?
The true answer is we're not exactly sure yet, because this is really, the DevOps stuff in the enterprise space is very new, And there have been some places where it's happened, but it's definitely not as ubiquitous as it is in the web startup world. But the way we're thinking about doing it is actually tackling two problems at once. So one of the problems we see beyond the life cycle stuff we've been talking about is that a lot of corporations and enterprises have a massive number of applications in the different lines of business. And there's a great deal of variability across these different applications. Like, for instance, an enterprise might have 100 different web applications and literally 100 different architectures for those web applications. And in the past, they've tried to address this problem through creating corporate standards where you say, use this application server, use this logging package. But sort of the written down standards aren't really great because it requires people to read them and follow them. And the checking in and validation is also manual. So what we've been thinking about doing is using the technique of workload patterns to basically encapsulate the different types of applications that we'd want to promote within an enterprise. For example, take a web application where you have 100 different varieties in an enterprise. What we'd want to use is use a tool like IBM Workload Deployer to capture a standard web application pattern that can be modeled but actually deployed as a unit, and then getting the 100 different web applications to adopt that pattern, you know, giving a variety of carrots and sticks to get the different teams to adopt it. And then the idea is that if we're on this pattern, then we can basically use the same pattern both during the dev and test cycle. So we basically give the pattern to the dev team and say, here's a realistic production-like system topology that you can use during your dev and test cycle, but then also use the same pattern in production. So the beauty of that is that we actually sort of shift left a realistic production-like deployment into the dev and test cycle, so they're not developing against an unrealistic system. And also, we actually bring the two organizations together, because the first time you've got a broken build because of some sort of performance problem that you're testing against, you're actually going to have to bring in both the developers and the operations folks to troubleshoot it. So then if you actually have a problem in production, you've actually already learned how to resolve this type of problem before during the dev and test cycle. So really the notion of the workloads are really central to the way we're going to try to tackle this problem in the enterprise space.
So it seems like things like Workload Deployer from IBM can help to automate a lot of this and help the development organizations use the same environment, basically, as an operations environment, and they can become a one and the same. And I would imagine that would help for cases like, say, a mobile application where the expectation is that things are iterated on very quickly. And the old approach of maybe developing an application in one set of one environment and then throwing over the wall to another environment for production may not lend itself towards rapid iterations. Does DevOps help address that need to do rapid iterations, and how does that work with something like the Workload Deployer?
Well, a couple clarifications. When we think about DevOps, we don't really think about a particular technology. We sort of think of it as more something like Agile, where it's a set of principles and values about how to do something. And in this case, it's talking about how to develop and transition software to production. So really, it's going to influence a lot of our technologies like Workload Deployer, some of the rational design and construction tools, et cetera. And one other clarification is that the production system and the dev and test system won't be exactly the same, because oftentimes the production system just has massive data loads, or they have connections to lots of external systems. But basically what we want to do is make the dev and test view of the system, you know, as close to the production system as possible. But yeah, basically the goal is, by doing that, we'll be able to much more rapidly deploy the applications, because if you've got sort of a single view of the topology across the two organizations, if you've got a unified view of change, if you've got a unified way to do problem determination, then we shouldn't have the situation where development says they're done and then it's broken in production, or the operations organization wants to take their own hard look at it for 3 months because they expect that what development did is so different from the production environment that they basically don't trust it. So yeah, from the development point of view, it's all about speed, velocity. How do we iterate on this functionality, whether it's a mobile app, a web app, or even something like a Hadoop job, much more quickly? And then from the IT side, the idea is that by providing the development organization with these standard workload patterns, we'll actually reduce variability and also encapsulate the best practices through the configurations that IBM ships with the workload content or that the IT organization takes and customizes it. And by doing that, we'll really increase quality across the board as the different application teams get on the workload pattern, drive down costs because of the reduced variability and the reduction of the redundant work, and also drive up the quality.
So it sounds like there are several benefits from taking a DevOps approach. One would be that you get better agility because you can respond quickly, more quickly, bring things out quicker. Another one might be improved quality because of the fact that you get a little bit better visibility into, from the development side, into what operations might need when they actually put the thing in production, and better collaboration and sort of communication across that. And then a better ability to sort of iterate and continuously improve and feedback into the product.
Yeah, that's exactly the goal. And to your last point, one of the things we'll also be able to achieve by reducing the variability by the adoption of the workload patterns is then we should be able to throw off information about, you know, the performance and the transactional integrity, and basically start to do better analytics across the portfolio because we'll have more commonality across the application. So you'll be sort of comparing apples to apples rather than apples to oranges.
Sounds good. So, Bill, thanks for your time. I appreciate it. And thanks to everyone who's listened to our podcast today. And be sure to check out others in the Application Acceleration series. Thank you.
Thanks.
IBM Podcast.